Es un placer saludar a uno de los hombres que está con el presidente Zelensky. Me refiero al invitado, Alexander Rodniansky. Es asesor, además de el tema económico. Él se graduó en la Universidad de Cambridge. Su padre es un reconocido director, productor, empresario en Ucrania que tiene el mismo nombre. Y esa es la pregunta para don Alexander. ¿Cuál en este momento son los números oficiales de la tragedia de su país? Mr. Alexander Rodniansky, thank you for this communication. Good morning from Colombia. And let me ask you, what are the official numbers that you have about this tragedy in your country?
Yes, that's right. So thank you for inviting me. Thanks for having me. In fact, yes, there is a real tragedy that we're witnessing in Bucha. There are other cities like Bucha, which have experienced a similar tragedy. And we don't know about the exact numbers yet. The preliminary numbers that we're seeing are 300 people dead.
Nos dice que es una tragedia absoluta lo que está pasando.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sure. So this is an absolute tragedy. Bucha is not the only city that has been affected by this. There are other cities that might have witnessed even worse conditions. So far, we don't know the final numbers, but the current numbers that we have are about 300 civilians that have been brutally murdered.
Bueno, nos dice que la tragedia en Bucha es absoluta. Hay otras ciudades que vivieron o han pasado por una situación similar a la de esa ciudad. No tienen números exactos, pero calculan que son alrededor de 300 personas asesinadas en Bucha.
Asesor, para usted, ¿qué fue lo que motivó a las tropas rusas llevar a cabo esta masacre contra la población civil? ¿Cómo se pueden explicar los horrores de Bucha? In your opinion, advisor, what motivated the Russian troops to carry out this massacre against the civilian population? How can Bucha's horror be explained?
Well, that's obviously for them to explain. It's hard for me to say exactly. But I think the genocide of war, the psychology of genocide is not sufficient here. This must also be a toxic mix of what has, you know, built up in Russia over the years, the tradition of hazing and abuse that has been there for decades, if not longer, especially in the Russian military. We know that in the Russian military, there's this term called dedovshchina. It's translated literally from Russian into English, which basically means, you know, this tradition of humiliation and abuse inside the army. So all of these soldiers, you know, went through that. They have been abused and humiliated over years. And it's also part of Russian society. So that together with, you know, the brutal war that they're waging, the senseless war that they're waging, and the fact that they're losing. So this is also a revenge, you know, a revenge for their defeat that they've been, you know, dealt in Ukraine. So all of that together, I think, is probably part of the explanation.
Es algo que Rusia debe explicar. Él cree que el genocidio y su psicología no es suficiente para explicar lo que está sucediendo, pero es una mezcla tóxica de lo que ha venido pasando en Rusia durante años, décadas de abusos o si no más. Los militares rusos tienen un término que significa literalmente humillación y abusos dentro del ejército. Ellos han sufrido esto en carne propia y hace parte de la sociedad rusa en general. El hecho de que van perdiendo la guerra también se puede interpretar como una venganza por esta derrota. Así que, pues, aunque no tiene una explicación, porque cree que Rusia es el que debe explicar, sí cree que es una mezcla de justificaciones que hacen parte también de la sociedad rusa y de lo que ellos han tenido que pasar durante mucho tiempo.
Yo le quiero preguntar sobre el impacto económico en Ucrania, pero además el costo que está teniendo esta guerra para el país, cómo la están financiando, qué tanto les están apoyando desde el extranjero y qué tanto más necesitan, especialmente para esta nueva etapa de la guerra que viene en adelante en el este, en la región del Donbass. I would like to ask you about the economical impact of this war in Ukraine right now and how much it's cost is this war for the country right now? How much support are you receiving from, especially from the West, United States, NATO countries? And for last, how much more money you need, especially for the, this new stage of the war that is coming in the east part of the country?
Yes, so that's several questions in one. Let me try to take that apart. So first of all, what is going to be the cost to the economy? So the IMF estimates that around 35% of GDP will be lost. So that's a collapse in GDP by 35%. That's probably an underestimate because the war is still ongoing and we don't know how much more will be destroyed in terms of our infrastructure and our roads. As far as the infrastructure destruction already, we can say that there's estimates of around $120 billion in losses, in terms of roads, bridges, buildings, and so on. And to compare that, for example, you can take a number of the EU aid that we had been receiving over the years for infrastructure from 2014 until 2020, so 6 years. That number is $103 billion. So the amount destroyed is already bigger than what we received from the EU for a similar purpose over 6 years. Now, what will it take to rebuild and what aid are we receiving? So we're receiving a lot of aid in terms of military aid. Primarily, we're also receiving funds from the IMF and from our Western partners, you know, that count in the billions now too. But it's usually single digits for stabilization in terms of our economy. So more of that will come. But in terms of going forward, we will need a real recovery fund. So that will probably entail hundreds of billions, just as the Marshall Plan entailed a big recovery fund for Germany after World War II. So we will have to have something similar, and that will be hundreds of billions of dollars.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Alexander Rodniansky, for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we're really sorry about the situation in Ukraine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye bye. Bueno, dice que son varias preguntas, pero nos dice que el costo de la economía va a ser bastante alto. El Fondo Monetario Internacional prevé que es el 35% del PIB que se va a ver afectado, pero eso va a aumentar mucho porque nos dice que la guerra continúa. Entonces se va a seguir afectando la infraestructura. Nos dice que, por ejemplo, ya han perdido 120 mil millones de dólares en infraestructura y eso es mucho más de la ayuda que han recibido internacionalmente entre 2014 y 2020, que ha sido de 103 mil millones de dólares, así que necesitan mucha más ayuda económica por parte de los aliados internacionales. Han recibido mucha ayuda militar, nos dice que el Fondo Monetario Internacional los está ayudando, al igual que los aliados en Occidente, y esa ayuda continuará, pero necesitan un gran fondo, cientos de miles de millones, similar al que recibió Alemania en el Plan Marshall después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial.